Start off with Zach Buchanan.
Torrey, can you take us through your roster move today? And I guess from yesterday as well, the one with Ryan Booker and Jordan Wayne.
Yeah, so we have we've made two roster moves. So starting with the one yesterday, picked up Jordan Weems on waivers, and the corresponding move was to DFA Ryan Buchter. those are hard decisions. We're constantly trying to upgrade in different areas at different times, and it's a very competitive situation here right now at the big league level, and everybody's being evaluated. And with the ability to claim guys on waivers, they're going to see some changes like this. And we're trying to find the right fit with the right guys that are going to help us win some baseball games. Weems is a converted catcher. Has been pitching for several years at a very high level. And we want that to continue. Stuart Fairchild will be joining us. Nick Heath was optioned out to Reno. There just wasn't consistent playing time for Nick. It was a tough fit. We are a very left-handed hitting team. Some of the starts or some of the at-bats that he was getting were against left-handed pitching. So we were looking for a right-handed at-bat, and Stu's been swinging the bat very, very well, continues to grow and learn, and has been doing a really nice job of accepting the coaching in AAA and getting better every single day. And he's going out and executing at a very high level. We felt like it was the right situation and the right opportunity for him.
Nick McCorrell.
How do you expect to use Fairchild, Torrey?
Well, I mean, you guys have seen our lineups against left-handed pitching, and he'll probably get some reps in the outfield, especially against left-handed pitching, and we'll find some spots for him off the bench when it's the right matchup.
Back to you, Zach.
Or is there a spot in the outfield defensively you like him best at?
Well, he's a real good defender. I know he's a good center fielder. And that's probably his favorite and most natural position, but I know he can play right or left very, very easily. So I'm not sure yet. We'll figure out the right spot for him, and we'll plug him into the best situation possible.
Anything else for Torrey? Jack Summers?
Just any health updates you want to run down, Torrey?
I've got a list of things here, so I might have to refer to this piece of paper that's sitting in front of me. I apologize. Bum yesterday threw in the AZL game, got to his 55 pitches, went three innings, and reported feeling good. That to me obviously is always the most important thing. We can throw away the results. Cole Calhoun is giving some live ABs, and he'll play in an AZL game on Thursday. Taylor Clark is throwing some flat grounds here during this week. And Tyler Clippard will be throwing in an AZL game today, which is really encouraging news. I'm working really hard. I've had some brief interactions with him and some conversations over the past couple months, and he's working his butt off, and this is a well-deserved opportunity for him to go out there and pitch very healthy, and we're excited about that for him. Let's see here. Ketel Marte continues to do a lot of baseball activity. He had six at-bats on the second or third, live at-bats on the second or third. It was just a matter of tolerance. We're trying not to have him run, but we're initiating different levels of exercise with his lower half, and he's receiving that very, very well. Zach Gallen will throw a bullpen tomorrow. We'll keep you guys updated on that. Carson Kelly played a light game of catch, which is really encouraging news, and did that with limited pain. Continues to catch bullpens and do all the other functions that he could possibly do outside of getting that right hand engaged. And that's pretty much that's my update right there.
Go ahead, Nick McCorrell.
So, Torrey, is Calhoun kind of just going to pick up where he was in terms of his rehab assignment? I know it's not the same place, or is this sort of a little bit of a start over and rebuilding to get to where he was?
Yeah, good question. I think he's in a good enough spot to say that, you know, he's going to try and get back into a game as soon as possible. As far, I'm not sure exactly if you were meaning get right back to Reno and re-enter into a rehab situation, or if fundamentally and physically, he's going to get right back into that situation. I can answer that part of it for sure. I think he is very close, feeling good, and he's going to pick up where he left off physically and fundamentally. As far as getting back out on the rehab trail, I'm not sure. Those are answers that we don't have yet.
Jody Jackson.
Tori, I know you just ran, you know, you ran down Bumgarner and Clark, Widener. Obviously, that's been the big issue, is just all of these pitchers injured. And are you envisioning a day, you know, however long after the break that it is, that, you know, you have something at least close to what you were beginning the season with?
Of course. You know, we have missed some very key contributors to our starting rotation. We know the names, and it's been frustrating for them as well. Let's not lose sight of that. So from a team aspect, yes, it'd be nice to get the five guys going, get the projected five after that. And you kind of get moving, and you're moving on that roadmap. But it's getting close, and we feel like with a couple of guys coming back, with a couple you just mentioned and getting healthy in combination with the guys that are throwing the ball well here right now, it could solidify some things for us here and get us moving forward in the right direction.
Go ahead, Zach.
Tori, you guys brought Gallen back at a kind of similar point, at least in terms of being stretched out, as Bum is at now. Is that something you would consider with Bum, and just bringing him back to the majors, maybe on a limited pitch count, and building him back up here, since you guys clearly have a need at the moment?
Yeah, I know you asked me that, or Nick might ask me that a couple of days ago. We haven't gotten there yet with Bum. We're going to get his feedback, see how he feels today, and then drum up, you know, the next portions, next 10 days, 2 weeks of this process. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I do know that Bum is working hard to get back here as soon as possible.
Nick DeCoro.
Tori, I don't want to forget to ask. I know a lot of people, including Bert, really counts on this question every day, but what is your rotation looking like going forward?
yeah, Castellanos and Faria.
Tyler Drake.
Hey, Tori, just changing up gears a little bit. Sorry if you've already answered this. Who do you have for the finals, and how many games do you think it's going to go?
Suns and four, for sure. Are you kidding me? Suns and four. I mean, look, we're following it as good as we possibly can. And there's some overlap tonight. We're going to, you know, not get a chance to watch a lot of the game, but it'll be on in my office until I have to go outside. And we're so proud of what's happening across the street. And it's something that we're trying to get to. And they're a great example of what you want to be. So good luck to the Suns.
Back to you, Nick.
Tori, I'm assuming I missed this. I'm sorry, but what did you say about Widener? What's going on with him?
Yeah, he's feeling good. And you know, we are evaluating him over these next couple of days, and we'll find out where, based on the information he's getting us, what the next steps are. But he got through the Hillsboro outing, felt good, felt strong, very encouraged by that news. But we'll see how he feels today, and then figure out what the game plan is moving forward with him.
Where do you fall in terms of, I mean, I know it's been a struggle getting, you know, quality work out of the rotation with guys down, but at the same time, he hasn't pitched very well results wise these two times. Would you like to see a good start down there before he comes back?
For me, it's not necessary. I know the first, my conversation with him, the first outing, the AZL outing, where, you know, he admittedly told me he got roughed up, but he just wanted to get through it and was trying to throw the ball over the plate and trying to get those coordinates right. And the Hillsboro outing, his aim was, I talked to him the morning of that outing, his aim was to spot it up and to land pitches the right way and block out the results. So I know that he had a couple really good innings, and then there was one inning that it backed up on him. That to me is is all the norm when you're sending guys out on rehab stints. They're not at their competitive best. They're still trying to build up some stamina and some consistency. I think it's going to continue to improve. So the results aren't necessarily the most important thing. So no, it's not 100% necessary that he needs to come out and give us one more rehab start. We'll figure out what the next plan is for him though.
One more with Jack Summers.
Torian, just back to Tyler Clippard real quick. Can you tell us what the next step is for him specifically?
Yeah. Just getting him into that competitive atmosphere tonight. I know the blood's probably going to be pumping and he's super excited about it. He's going to need a couple of outings for me before we figure out where to send him or what to do. And it's going to be a progression for him. We're, hopefully after today, the story tells us that he's very close, but we still need to be mindful of what he's gone through, but give us the one today. He'll probably get one more in the AZL and then we'll figure out what to do from there.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you
after. Thanks, guys.
Lock it up, Steve.